happened. What we had yesterday is two opinions of when Nazirah starts for a Nazir, Tahar Shenitma, either day 7 or day 8, right away in the morning. It's now going to be repeated, but we're going to have two other opinions about that matter as well. Now, the Gemara says, Gufa, that's what we were up to yesterday. If you go across Tysus Chab, you go up 3 lines, and you're up to Gufa. And we said yesterday that the Mefarish takes out Gufa, he has Tana Rabbanan, and the Mirash leaves Gufa and says, Lashon Nazir Mishunah, that Nazir will say things that necessarily other Mesechtas don't say. Nitma Bishvi, it's a new Braisa. Nitma Bishvi, a guy became Tamei on day 7. This is a Nazir Tahar that became Tamei and then became Tamei again on day 7. The Chazir of Nitma Bishvi, and then again, he became Tahar, started again. Sorry, no, he never became Tahar. He started counting the 7 days and again became Tamei on the 7th day. Einu Mevi al Karban Echad. He only brings one carbon. Because even though these are multiple tumas, he only brings one carbon because he never got to day 8. He never got to the time of a carbon, and therefore one carbon can cover all. Nitma b'shmini, because of a nitma b'shmini. However, he became tamei on the 8th day, right? Even before he brought his kabanas, and then again on the 8th day, maybe carbon kalecha v'yechad. And again, as I mentioned yesterday, there is a tumma. Why did we need 3 cases? Why did it wasn't 2 cases enough to prove your point? Why did we have both cases had tamei bishvi, tamei bishvi, tamei bishmini, tamei bishmini, like 3 times? The original, the second, the third. Why? Divrei Reb Eliezer.
Obviously, he didn't bring his carbon.
Maybe carbon kalecha v'yechad. Maschu amayinu miyad, and then he can start counting. Divrei Reb Eliezer. Let's see if there's any rush. Gufa nip, we did the gufa. Maschu amayinu miyad, perish miyad b'zayin, acha shehisa, b'tavo. The shirlei naziris tara chayla b'zayin, Reb Yaisi Reb Yehuda. He holds its chau on the 7th day, right? Because if it weren't, I mean, the chiddush of the first case is that you bring one carbon, even though it's multiple tumas. It's only multiple tumas because he started counting on day 7. If he didn't start counting on day 7, it's one long tumma. The reason we consider it again nitma and again nitma is because on day 7 he started counting the Zeris Tara. I hope I explained myself. Again. If he never started counting the Zeris Tara, of course he only brings one carbon. Why would he bring multiple carbonas? But if he started the Zeris Tara and stopped, and started the Zeris Tara and stopped, and started the Zeris Tara and stopped, so then you would think that the fact that he started new Nazirisin would obligate different carbonas. The answer is it doesn't, because he never got to day 8. That's what Reb Eliezer is saying. So Reb Eliezer is really a carbon copy of Reb Eliezer Reb Yehuda. He's saying the exact same thing as Reb Eliezer Reb Yehuda. See, it says here, okay, let me go back to the Bryce. Let's read it again inside. Kufa, I'm going to read it again. Now, the words Maschu Umbayin Miyad, when does he start? What does that mean, Maschu Umbayin Miyad? Zog Darash, it has to mean he starts on day 7. Because if he didn't start... Again. That's exactly what is Maschu Umayna Miyad going on. Which day is he starting to count? The cases are not going to determine when he starts to count. The cases are a consequence of when he starts to count. Again.
He got to day 8, then why would he count start at day 7? He got to day 8.
When did he start his Naziris Tara? Day 7 or day 8? Yes. He became Tamei. He's on day 7. Is he starting to count that day?
He
became Tamei, yeah. Yesterday we had a machlokes when he starts counting the new Naziris. 7 or 8? What does Reb Eliezer hold? Let's read his words. He became Tamei on day 7. Again, he became Tamei on day 7. He only brings one carbon. What is the chiddush of that case? If he doesn't start on day seven, there's no chiddush. Obviously, Rabbi Eliezer is saying you do start on day seven. And even though you started a new Naziris Tara and it got interrupted, you still only bring one carbon. Because we didn't start to count, what's the chiddush? Are you following me?
I mean, are you talking about the last one? Or the...
Again, anyone. Let's start again. He became Tamei. He has to count 7 days. On day eight, he has to bring a carbon. When did he start his new Naziris?
He became Tamei on day seven.
Forget about when he became Tamei on day seven.
We have my clothes at 7 or 8. We don't know.
Okay, now. If he became Tamei on day seven, Rabbi Eliezer is saying he only brings one carbon. What's the chiddush of that? Why would I think he brings two carbonas?
It's a new... It's a new...
Tamei
again.
What do you mean, Tamei again? He never started counting Naziris. Not a Nazir that became Tamei. He was never a Nazir still. He was still continuing his first... He never started his Naziris Tara. What if he became Tamei on day four?
It must be the eighth then.
Okay.
He started on the seventh, then it's a new...
That's the Chiddush. That even though he started a new Naziris, but since he never got to the day of the carbon, one carbon can cover all. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said in yesterday's Gemara. Mm-hmm. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer is saying in this Gemara. Because even though he had started a new Naziris, but the bottom line is he never got to day eight, so one carbon can cover multiple Nazir that became Tamei.
Okay, now how about if he became Tamei on day eight?
So then, for sure, then he has to bring a new carbon. Because he got to the day that he has to bring a carbon. Now, what does the word maschil amayna miyad mean? He starts counting right away. When's right away? 7 or 8?
7.
That's exactly it. Now, if you read the Brisa, you would say it means 8. The Rush is pointing out it has to mean 7. Because 8, then he wouldn't be a Chiddush in the first case. I have no idea what you just said.
On day 8, he didn't yet bring his carbon. Perhaps you have a Havamina.
Again, let's go back to the first case. What is the Chiddush of the first case? B'yayimashvi. Why would I think you bring multiple kavanas? So what's maschil amayna miyad? Let's read the Russian side. Maschil amayna miyad pirish miyad b'zayin. This is going back on day 7. Achar shehizu v'tavo. The sfirulei, the naziris tara chayla b'zayin, k'reb yeshiv em Yehuda. וכן מוכרח לקמה בפרק קוין גודל, נען, ואין המסכו למרס עד שיתר ויובין כבנוי סוף. That's what the Mishnah there says. He doesn't start counting till he becomes tar and brings korbanos. ובואי לב גמרא, עד שיתר בזיין, does it mean יתר and the seventh day he starts? ומאני רבי אליעזרי, and it's going like רבי אליעזר. That means the Gemara clearly states that Rabbi Eliezer holds it starts on the seventh day. Behind the Kimble, the Talmud, Hakam, and the Leif, the Frushe, why does the Gemara assume that and doesn't explain Maschol Mayna Biyad Beches, like we would have read it? We would have read Maschol Mayna Biyad means on the eighth day. Abishol Hevi Carbon, right? Even though he didn't bring the carbon yet. Lafukim and Rabbanon, the Ambi, the Aina, maybe Carbon, the Masai, the Aina Maschol Limnas, Achiyavi Chatasai. We're going to have a sheet at a moment that says that you can't start counting till after your kavanas, not till the day 8, but even you have to wait longer than that. If you don't bring your carbon to day 9, you can't start counting. Okay, Okay, this is a very complicated rush. I think we'll leave it a little later. I should have left it after the next Gemara. Let's learn a little bit more Gemara. We will come back to this rush, yes?
When it says, Masumun Miyad, is that going on the first case, or is it going on the last thing of maybe Korban Alkol Echa V'Yechad?
There's no two cases.
I'm talking about, there's a case, one case, well, one thing it says, in maybe Korban Echad, right?
Yeah.
And then there's another case, we're talking about maybe Korban Alkol Echa V'Yechad, right? The two different,
it depends.
Moscow Motor Miyad, is that going on last thing we just said? All the way back to
okay. I'm going to try to explain it. It's going back on day 7. Then he starts counting on day 7. That's what it means. We're going to prove it in a second. But it's going back on day 7. And the Russian's going to prove it. But first of all, let's learn a little bit more Gemara. Chamimai mim karban echad ala kail. Actually, Yavi Chatosai. The Chachamim say the new Naziris does not start until he brings his Chatos. Meaning in the 8th day he does not start his new Naziris. Even though he's eligible to bring the carbon, but he didn't bring it yet. And until he brings his carbon Chatos, he cannot start his new Naziris. That means if he doesn't bring his day carbon Chatos till day 9, he can't start till day 9. Hevi Chatos Ibedim to Mitma. What if he brought his Chatos and became Tameh? Hevi Chatos Ibedim, he brought his Chatos and became Tameh. Maybe Karma Kalach Viach. Okay, that's what the Bryce is speaking. Yeah. That according to the Rabbanon, it depends on Karma Chatos. We'll see in a second why it's not a double Pashin. If Shmuel ben Aish Rav Yechim and Brei Kaimer, Shem Shechatasei Ma'akvasei, Kein Asham Ma'akvasei. He can't do it till after he brings his Asham. He has to bring his Asham. Not enough to bring a carbon Chatos. He can't start counting till he brings the carbon Asham. That is the other Shita. Okay, so we have here 4 Shitas. Those of you who don't help, the Rav Lesser concurs, that it happens on as soon as 7th day comes, he starts his Naziris Tara. Even if it's not the 8th day yet. Rebbe in the last Brisa said, the 8th morning he starts the Naziris Tara. Before he brings his carbon. Rebbe Chachamim holds after the Chatas, and Rebbe Shmuel, Benayish Rebbe Yechim and Breik holds after the Asham. 4 different opinions. When this guy can start his new Naziris. Now, the Rush has a problem. If you remember, Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah that a Nazir who became Tamei on day 1 does not bring Korbanos. Because it says, Vayamim Harishayim Yiplu. You need a minimum of 2. Right? So if you became Tamei on day 8, Rabbi Eliezer here says he brings a carbon on each one. So he said. Now if he becomes a Nazir like Rebbe on day 8 in the morning, he's on his first day. Rabbi Eliezer said, Nitma b'yayim shmini, maybe carbon a kalecha d'yecha. Now, which day is he up to if he became Tamei on day 8? Which day of his new Naziris is he up to? If he's up to day 1, Rabbi Eliezer told us in the Mishnah that a Nazir who becomes Tamei on day 1 does not bring Karbanos. It has to be by Yomim HaRishayim Yiplu. It has to be 2 days.
We didn't learn that today.
No. But we learned that. There's a Mishnah. We had the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer said, by Yomim HaRishayim Yiplu. That means you have to have a minimum of 2nd day in order to have to bring Korbanos Tuma. Now here's Rabbi Eliezer telling you that if you become Tamei on day 8, you have to bring a new carbon. Because day eight. Right? Now, when did the Nazira start? Day 7 or 8 in the morning? If it started at 8 in the morning, like Rebbe, then you wouldn't bring a new carpet. Must be that it starts on day 7. That's what the Rosh is going to prove. That Rebbe Eliezer, because you can read Rebbe Eliezer two ways in this Braisa. Either it starts on day 8 or starts on day 7. Doesn't say. He says, you become Tamei on day 7 and Tamei on day 7, one carbon. Tamei day 8, day 8, multiple carbons. When did this new Nazira start? Day 7 or day 8? He doesn't say. You can learn either way. Comes along, the Rosh and says he has to learn him in day 7. Because if not, on day 8 he wouldn't bring multiple kavanas.
So it's going on the second case. The first case is obvious. The 7 days obviously stuck. The guy said starting right away. This guy obviously start right away. That case is obvious, right? If you get him on day 7, you start again on day 7. That's obvious.
Well, yes, I mean, Kabbalah's the next day. Why is it obvious? Rebbe would say you don't start...
Before he got tired. He didn't finish his years. He didn't finish his tummy.
Again, let's start again. According to Rebbe, a guy becomes tummy on day 7. Was he in his new Naziris or not?
No.
Okay.
So then he starts again on that day, on that day 7.
Starts what?
His new counting 7 days.
Who says? Maybe he starts the next morning.
Why would he wait? Why?
Because this is the day, he never got to the day of Karbanos. Again, Rebbe yesterday's Gemara told us that you cannot start your new Naziris till day 8 in the morning. That's what he said.
He's not starting a new Naziris.
What is Maschal again? Let's try again. He became on day 7. What's obvious?
It's obvious that he has to count another 7 days of to become Tahar again.
Again. Did he start a new Naziris or not?
Yes, on day 7.
How do you know? Maybe he starts on day 8 in the morning.
Why would you wait a day?
Why does Rebbe say to wait a day?
Rebbe says you wait a day if you give Tama on day 8.
No, he did not. Yesterday's Gemara. The guy that becomes another Tama. When does he start his new Naziris?
When did he become?
He became Tama. I don't care which day he became.
He was a Tama that became Tama.
Yes. When did he start his new Naziris? Why does she wait to day 8? Because that's what Rebbe says he does. That was the Shaila. The Rabbanan learned it from Bayei Mahu. And Rebbe said Bayei Mahu is to say that as soon as the morning comes.
Yeah.
On day 8. You don't have to wait for the Kabbanas. I hate to do this, but I'm trying to figure out what happened to yesterday's Gemara. Let's try again. We had a Machlokes, two opinions in yesterday's Gemara. A guy became a Nazir, he was a Nazir, he became Tamei. At what point can he start day 1 of the Ziris Tara? Rabbi Yehuda said on day 7. Rebbe said on day 8. If you read the Psukim, Rebbe makes much more sense. It says, bring the Kabbanas, the Kiddush Esrei Shai Bayoyi Mahu. Bring your Kabbanas and start your Naziris. That's what the Pasuk says.
That would seem to mean 8.
That would seem to mean post-Kabbanas.
8.
That means not 9, 10, whatever he brings his Kabbanas.
Okay.
The day he brings his Kabbanas.
Is when he can start talking to the
New Year. Right. Until then, when he brings his Kabbanas. But until then, he cannot start his new Naziris. That's how you would read the Pasuk. Came along Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda and said, the word by Yoyim Ahu is extra. Could have just said the Kiddush is right, Shai. Bring your Kabbanas and start Naziris. What's by Yoyim Ahu? Zakt Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda must mean the day before. Day 7. The extra words by Yoyim Ahu tell me day 7. That's what he said. Rebbe said, my Yoyim Ahu is to tell me in the morning, you don't have to wait for your Kabbanas. I don't pick sides in Tanoim. I told you I'm not on the vote. I'm not registered to vote on Tanoim.
You didn't finish in Sirius. Why would you count? You knew it. You didn't finish in Tahar yet.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You can walk into the Beis HaMikdash that night.
That,
You're Tu Yayim. If you touch somebody now, he's not Tamei. Yes.
Another, not Tamei, comes another for 30 days.
Yes.
The very first day he gets Tamei.
So the Machlokes in the Mishnah, whether he has to bring Kabbanis or not. Tanakama said yes, and Rabbi Eliezer said, Hayomim Rishayim Yiplu. He needs a minimum of 2 days before. Okay, we have. That's what we're going to learn tomorrow. We didn't get to that part yet.
So now, what's the difference between 7 or 8? According to that time that says you need more than multiple days, whichever day is the first one, it's always a problem bringing more Kabbanis. Why does it difference 7 or 8 if it's the first day of that second Naziris?
It wouldn't be a difference. According to that Tana, there wouldn't be a difference.
But according to?
The Tana Kama says even the first day you bring new Kabbanis.
That's not true.
No, because Rabbi Eliezer is one of the opinions here. And he's the one that said you need 2 days.
So how does he reconcile that?
You start on day 7, and if you become Tummy on day 8, which is day 2. Exactly. That's what the Rosh is going to prove. The Rabbi Eliezer does not hold like Rebbe. He holds like Rabbi Eliezer Rebbe Yehuda.
But you learned this yesterday, Yemen.
Yeah,
we learned that yesterday.
So I learned a lot of things yesterday. Baruch Hashem, I learned a lot of things yesterday.
Therefore, it's okay to ask, what does he do with that pasuk? What does Rosh Hashanah
come and do with that pasuk? I said the Mishnah brought it. We didn't get to the Gemara that explains it yet. It's an okay question. We love good questions. Let's learn the Rosh inside now. Sag the Rosh Matzcho Meine Miyad. Pirish Miyad B'Zayim. Achash Yehiz V'Tibol. See, the Rosh is trying to explain this Mishnah. What is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion? Then we have two other opinions. The Chachamim that say after the Chattas, Rabbi Shmuel that says after the Asham. What is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion? 7 or 8. Might be 8 in the morning. In fact, he says, Maschul Mayna Miyad, on the 8th day. So that's how you would read Rabbi Eliezer. But the problem is the Gemara later says Rabbi Eliezer holds the 7th day. So the Rosh wants to know, how did the Gemara get that? How did the Gemara know later on that Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe he holds like Rabbi. Starts in the 8th morning. He doesn't hold after Chattas, and he doesn't hold after Asham, because those are the other two opinions. But how do you know whether he holds day 7 or day 8? And the Gemara later on says he holds day 7. Zok Rosh, Maschu Mayna Miyad B'Zayin, Acher Shehizah B'Tavah, the Sfir later, the Zeris Tarach Haile B'Zayin, Reb Yosef Yehuda. So the Rosh Mechay Mochach L'Kamar, I can prove it to you from the Gemara, Perik HaYigadol. The man v'ein ha-maschul l'mlis ha-chi yitar v'yavir k'ben ha-yisav. And then the Gemara says, when we borrow the Gemara, ha-chi yitar b'zayin, u'mani Rabbi Eliezer hi. That means the Gemara is saying clearly, Rabbi Eliezer holds 7. How does the Gemara know that? Maybe he holds 8. You don't see in this Brisa that he says 7. Adarab, if you read this Brisa, you would say 8. Behind the Kimle, the Talmud Hachi. How did the Gemara know that? But like boy in the Frushe Maschul Mayna Miyad Beches, and it doesn't want to read it the way I would have read it. Avish Lahevi Karbon, Lafukim Drabbanon to argue under Rabbanon Darmei and maybe Karbon to Masrei the Maschul Limnus Achiyavi Chatasai. Maybe Rav Eliezer just saying it starts in the morning and you don't have to wait for Chatas. I'll tell you why I knew this, Dr. Gemara, Dr. Rush. From Rabbi Eliezer, the Kamer B'Mastisin. Rabbi Eliezer is the one that said in the Mishnah, that if he became Tamei the first day of Naziris, there's no Karbanos. Im Kain, HaKarchach, Midehevi Karban Al-Tamasai, Shinit Mabachas. Since Rabbi Eliezer says you have to bring another Karban if you become Tamei on the 8th day, Tzarech Loimer, Shehizchon, Nizarasa, Limnus, Nizarasa, Miyatzmo. 8th must be his day too. Well, the come on the comer of the Yazri, have a much of the memor of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehudahi. The Chayn Lel have a much of the memor of Rabbi Yazri. They're interchangeable. So when the Gemara says it's going like Rabbi Yazri, it could have said Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehudah. When it says it's going like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehudah, it could have said Rabbi Yazri. They're one in the same opinion.
possibly entertain the
Tanya,
but it only says it on the first time, but not
when it comes to. No, because in my Pasuk says, it doesn't say first time.
Yom Rishonim is...
It doesn't say first time. Again, okay. You, if you want to write your own Talmud, it's fine with me, but that's not what the Gemara says.
Well, I'm trying to reconcile.
But the Rush is trying to say that the Gemara didn't reconcile.
Okay. Why does the Rush say Tummy on the first day?
Enesaisa means the halachas of Nazir Tummy are bringing carbon. Of course. But there's nothing really to be Saiser. He never had a day, right?
What?
Zoster? Zoster Gemara Vayitra.
So.
Yes.
Because of that pasuk, that's the raya. That has to be the seventh. That's
the bottom line. What pasuk?
Yamim.
Right?
Because of Rabbi Yezir's shita and Yamim, not everybody agrees to that. His opinion of that pasuk.
Right.
Okay. You're right.
That's the bottom line.
Bottom line.
I'm going
to wait to
come.
Bishleima.
I have a question, Doctor. What's he asking now? This is the Mishnah.
Exactly.
Why are you asking it now for? We learned it yesterday. No, we didn't yesterday.
We learned it 2 days ago.
We learned the Mishnah 2 days ago.
Yeah. You're right. This question should have been asked right away in the Mishnah.
If it's a question, I mean.
How was the day everyone was asleep? How was the day Rebbe had a rough day?
Now, let's go back to Bayayim Ahu. Bayayim Ahu has to teach me something. So Eliezer says it means seventh day. Rebbe says it means you didn't bring any Korbanos. Rabbanan hold, you didn't bring your Rasham. What does Rebbe Shmuel hold? We have two extra words here. Right? The Kiddush Esrashai. Could it stop? What's my Yom Ahu? So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yezer, they're synonymous, say seventh day. Rabbi says eighth day before you bring your Kabbalahs. Rabbanah say after you bring your Chatas, before you bring your Asham. What does Rabbi Shmuel use my Yom Ahu for? He said you have to wait till after Asham. He could have just said the Kiddush is right, Shai. Dr. Gabar, Bishlam and Rabbi Yezer. Right. Even though he didn't bring his Korbanos, meaning, right, the Rush speaks out, even though he didn't even get to the day of Korbanos, because again, the Rush is stressing that Rabbi Yezer holds day seven. So even though the Gemara seems to say day eight before Korbanos, the Rush says, no, he means even though you didn't even get to the day of Korbanos, like Rabbi Yezer of Yehuda. And Rabbanos, who tells me, even though you didn't bring the Asham. Rabbi Shmuel, Ahu Lamali. What is Vayayim Ahu telling me? You have to wait till after the Asham. So could just said the Kiddush is right, Shai. And for the Gemara, Amalach, Ahu Av Bishlehevi Allah Sai. Ahu is coming to tell me there's three Kabbalahs that Nazir Tamei has to bring. A Chatas, an Asham, and an Ayla. Ahu says he can start before he brings the Ayla. Direct the Gemara of Rabbana, why don't they use it for that? Ayla loibayamuta, gairam yamu. Ayla is a present. It's not part of the kapara process. Yes, he has to bring it, but he brings it as a present post kapara. And therefore, of course, he can start as Naziris.
The
Asham
shows up in Pasuk Beis after Bayamahu. After the...
Ah, Gevaldik. The Gemara is going to get to that soon. You're right. That's very interesting. The Torah brings the Chatas and the Ayla, then says the Kiddush is right, Shema Yehimahu, then says the Asham. Right.
That's not the order.
What?
That's not the order. What's the
order? That's how the Pasuk wrote it.
Right, what do we do with
the Chatas, Asham, Ayla. And again, the Rush is bothered. Rabbi Yezer ben Yehuda holds seventh day. He should have said even on the seventh day. because the Darshan Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi El. But I'm a Machlaikas. There are four opinions. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Mishviyu the Chayil of the Ziristara. They hold seven. Rabbi Sabah the Mechesu the Chayil of the Ziristara Rabbi Shalevi Karvin. Rabbi holds it starts day eight. Rabbanan, right? Sfir Savri. There's a second column, Rabbi Feitel. There's two columns that are rushing this page. Rabbanan Savri, you still have the same bar I have. The Lechai Lachi Avi Chatasa. Rabbi Shmuel Oim Rabbi Lashamai. Bim Taimar. You have to wait till even after you bring your Hashem, which is the... What? Even if you have to bring your Hashem. Time effect rush. We had a Gemara yesterday that Rav Chisda said on a Braisa that said, the Braisa that said that the only difference between a Nazir, Tamei, Shanazir, that became a Nazir, and a Nazir Torah that became Tamei was when he starts his Naziris. Right? That the Nazir Tamei that became, the guy who became a Tamei that became a Nazir starts on day seven. A Nazir that became Tamei starts on day eight. And we said that going like Rebbe. That's what Rav Chisda said, all the way at the beginning of the Sugya. That the Rosh, how the cover of Chisda Leho, Ibn Nitma Beches, the cause of Nitma Beches, Harry Yatsis saw Sarai Lovin Bekarbin, Menoli the Rebbe, but like Rabbanon, like Rebbe Shmuel. That which it says on the other Braisa, that if he became Tamei Beches, right, that the Braisa said, Tumas Harbi means one carbon. That's going like Rebbe, not like Rebbe Yishev Rebbe Yehuda. That's what Rebbe Chisda said. It could be Rebbe Shmuel, Rabbanon, it could be Rebbe Shmuel, it could be after Chattas, it could be after... How did he know it's Rebbe, not the other two opinions? That's what the Gemara Rosh is asking. Right? At that point, we had two opinions, Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda and Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda said seven, and Rabbi said eight. So the Braisa says eight. That's like Rebbe. But it's not true. It could be eight after Chavdus, it could be eight after Hashem, it could be like Rabbanan and Rabbi Shmuel also. Why did he say it's Rebbe? It could have been Rabbanan, it could have been Rabbi Shmuel.
He brought it to Rebbe. They're talking about where he starts his years after the Kabbalah.
That's why he has to bring another carbon.
That's obvious. If he brings brought his carbon, how does he...
That's not true, because he only brought one carbon, and he has two others to bring. So, the Gemara, we have Shloimar, Dr. Rush, the Lishna, the Milsa, the Rabbi Masim Lehochi, the Kamer B'yoyim HaVos, Kamer Naisa B'stam, but Loi Pirish, Atzi Yavi Chatasai, Ayashamai, Mashma Da Yoyim Gairam, Avi Shlohevi Klau. Says Hayoyim. Yoyim means the day, not the Kabbalah. Just explaining the words. Rabbanan, Ahu Abish Lehevi Hashamai. The Bekidish is Reish and Basir Beis Tayrim and Beis B'nei Yainiksev. Like you pointed out, the Rabbanan based it on the fact that Hashem is in the next Basik. Right? The Kaidim Hashem, Leimelech Afidu Lehevi Hashamai. Abish Lehevi Hashamai, the Ma'ayla Salak. But Yaimu was saying, even though you didn't bring the Ayla, the Ayla Dairi Ba'amanu, the Einim Mechaperis B'shum Makam, the Oyla is not mechaper in any other place. Okay, now let me explain again something here. The Rosh just said that Oyla is never mechaper, but the Gemara in Zvachim says that Oyla is mechaper nasays. So what do we mean Oyla is never mechaper? The Gemara in Zvachim says that a guy is mevatel nasay, he should bring an Oyla. So, Ayla is Mechaper. How can the Rosh say Ayla is never Mechaper? I mean, he's explaining the Gemara. It says Ayla is a present. So the Mepharshim speak out that really the Gemara says a person violates an Asay and he does Tshuva, he gets a complete Kapara. We want him to bring an Ayla to appease as a Ritzui. After the Kapara, he should bring an Ayla. So the Kapara happens through Tshuva. Ayla's mechaper asay means Ayla's the icing on the cake after he does tshuva. If he doesn't do tshuva, it's worthless. If he does tshuva, he doesn't need the Ayla. The Ayla is like the extra. So it's a diron to be done after you finish your tshuva process. And therefore, the Gemara can say that oil is not really a mechaper, it's a present. Is it a chiv? Bezen won't go get you for it. It's highly suggested, let's put that word.
But this oil is mandated for
Kapara? This oil is mandated, according to the Rabbanan, it's mandated as a present in the Kapara process. Now,
what do you bring after the completion of the year? Not to mess up, but
what?
What do you bring after the year? After 30 days?
You bring Gachatas, Oyla, and Shlomim.
You bring Gachatas, Hashem,
and Oyla. Here it's two birds and an animal, and there it's three animals.
Hashem, Oyla, and later it's what?
Gachatas, Oyla, Shlomim. Also, there's a difference. Here it's two birds and an animal. Chata Saif, Oyla Saif, and an Asham. One animal. And there it's three animals. Chata's Behema, Oyla's Behema, and Shlomim Behema.
Shlomim instead of Asham.
Correct, but it's more than that. It's animals instead of birds also. It's a big difference in the pocket. Fine. Judaism is expensive. So is matzah, so is lulav, so is a lot of things. So is buying an amunu b'tachem. Yeah, Yiddish guy costs money. Right. Frank de Gemara. My time is Rabbanon. My time is Rabbanon. Meaning, the question is, what do I need by Yayimahu to exclude Asham? Asham should be excluded by the order of the Pesukim. You read the Pesukim, it says, B'chadlas Ayla, B'chidish Yisrashay by Yayimahu. And then it says, bring your Asham. Now, without the word by Yayimahu, I would have read the Pesukim, bring your Chadlas and Ayla, start your Naziris, and then bring the Asham. Isn't it saying that Asham is not Ma'akev? By the order of Pesukim, I see Asham is different. What is Vayoyimahu teaching me? That you don't have to wait for the Asham? Why would I think you do have to wait by the Asham? The Kiddush Yisroisha is written before the Asham.
Are we holding now that Rabbi Shmuel is explaining the Rahamim?
No, Rabbi Shmuel is a fourth Shita.
So the Rahamim say Chatas.
Right.
They don't know about him. I mean, you can bring your...
You have to bring an Asham.
Of course.
But you can start your Naziris immediately after Chatas.
Before
that. Before the Asham.
Just opinion after Asham? No fifth opinion after Asham?
Rabbi Shmuel is the fourth opinion after Asham.
I mean after Ola.
Nobody says after Ola. Zog Darash.
What's the word that he's in?
Become an Azir. He's your star, there's Naziris at this point.
Oh, but he's
your last one. Dr. Rush, my time in Rabbanon. Mishnah, my Lord, my Ezra, Sahu, the Haskah, for the Mishri. Ula Mishmo, Sahu, the Hagdim, Kayim, Ayla. The Sid Mikami, the Kiddush, because Ayla is written before. El Rabbanon, the Hashem, my boy, and Kro, the Kiddush, Sid Mikami, Hashem. And the Gemara says, Mishani, Tamay, Rabbanon, Mishim, Yiduk, Kro. Rabbanon learned it because of a different pasuk. They learned from a different pasuk. We'll see what that means in a second. Dr. Gemara, Natalia. Mehizil Hashem Meshemein Yisrael, Behemi Kevas Meshnasar Liyasham. That's the next pasuk. After it says, V'kidish Yisrael, it says, bring a Kevas Meshnasar Liyasham. Matam V'loimar. The Fisha Metzinu should call Hashemah in the Torah Shema Akvin. All Hashemahs in the Torah, you don't get a kapara unless you bring it. For instance, what is Hashem usually brought from? Hashem Zelis, Hashem Eloi, Hashem Shifra Harufa. All those things, if you don't do it, you don't get a kapara. Right? Came along the Torah here by Nazir, Yachav Zem Akvin. I would think that this stops his starting his Naziris. It's a necessary aspect of the Kabbalah, and he can't start his Naziris even unless he brings his asha. Talmud Leimar behizir behavi. It says behizir behavi, a very interesting drasha. Ava pi shloi hevi hizir. The pasuk writes behizir behavi to tell me that you can start your naziris before asha. Right. Now, that means, Rabbanan is saying, we see from the pasuk of behizir behavi that you can start your naziris before asha. Let me explain again. If, I want to do this as clear as I can be. Again, the question of Rabbanan is, why do I need Bayoyim Ahu to tell me that Hashem is not Ma'akev? The pasuk in the order tells me it's not Ma'akev. The answer is that I would have darshaned like Rabbi Shmuel, the Bayoyim Ahu is to tell me that Oil is not Ma'akev, because, again, with the words Bayoyim Ahu, but I have a Hizr Behavi that tells me that Hashem is not Ma'akev. So the reason the Rabbanon darshan Bayoyim Ahu to tell me that Hashem is not Ma'akev is because that other pasuk tells me behizir behavi. Let me try to explain again. Without behizir behavi, Rabbanon would have had a problem. What is Bayoyim Ahu telling me? But behizir behavi tells me that Hashem is not Ma'akev. Without that, I would have said Hashem is Ma'akev, because if not, what do I need Bayoyim Ahu for? I would have said, so therefore, behizir behavi tells me Hashem is not Ma'akev. So Bayoyim Ahu must be before Hashem, because of behizir behavi. Without behizir behavi, I would have said the time must be telling me something else.
You just told me it's not Ma'akev, because it was
too far. I have two psukim here.
I know you have two psukim. The one first says Hashem is not Ma'akev.
For that I would have been stuck. I don't need Bayoyim Ahu for that. I would have said the order of psukim tells me that.
Right.
So Teres says, and therefore what would you have done? You would have had to use Bayoyim Ahu for something else. You'd have to say, Bayoyim Ahu is telling me, don't wait for something else. Because you don't have to tell me, don't wait for Hashem. So it will tell me, don't wait for Chazas. Don't wait for something else. Again. So behizir behavi tells me Hashem is not Ma'akev. So then how the Shaila is Oil Ma'akev. So Bayoyim Ahu tells me Oil is not Ma'akev. Meaning that Bayoyim, I know Hashem is not Ma'akev from behizir behavi. Bayoyim Ahu is to tell me, let's see the Rush, he says it better than me. Let's see the Rush inside. Dr. Rush, the tiny behizir. The feast of Matsinu, Shkar, Shamash, and Matar, Shamaakev, and Hashem told me, Milik, Zaylis, Ma'akev, Kapara. The Hashem Matsira, the other kind of Hashem, Ma'akev, and Sherry, Bekachim. Avzei Yaakov, Hechsher, Minyan, Nizurasai, he shouldn't be able to count as Naziris. Tamil Loimer, Behizir, Behavi, Abish Lohavi, Hizir. Period. When we call Makim Itzrahahu, Kehegim, Leitidrish, Kedizar, Shabishmol, Amos, Behizir, Bisman, Shehavi. If not a Bayayim Ahu, I would learn Behizir, Behavi to mean the next Mandi Amid the Gemara. Ribishmol, Benai, Shabiachim, and Break, I'm a Behizir, Behavi, Amos, Behizir, Bisman, Shehavi. He holds Asham, Bisman, Akev. It's not behizir behavi, even if you didn't bring it, adarabba. It's only if you're maybe, that's behizir. Right? And therefore, in order, you shouldn't learn that way, but Bayoyim Ahu tells me pshat in behizir behavi. V'im Ahu, halamin avish lehavi alosay, avasham emakev. Without behizir behavi, I would have said, Bayoyim Ahu is telling me Hashem is ma'akev. Because if not, what's the part of Bayoyim Ahu telling me? Masha'en kein, behizir behavi tells me it's not ma'akev. So together, they formed the drasha. Let me try to explain it again. The order tells me Hashem wouldn't be Ma'akev, but then Bayoyim Ahu was extra. I have Behizir Behavi. How do I know whether it's telling me bring first, then Naziris, or do Naziris before you bring? If Shmuel ben Reisha of Yechim Mareka reads that pasuk, Behizir Behavi, I must say Hizir Bisman Shehavi. He's saying you have to bring the Hashem. So even though the order is out of order, he still learns you have to bring the Hashem. So how did Rav Hanan know to learn that his behavior means the Hashem is not ma'akev? Maybe the Hashem is ma'akev. I didn't order, but you see Rabbi Shmuel saw the order, and he said that the Pasuk is saying the Hashem is ma'akev. Again, the Pasuk says it is Rehavi. There's two ways to learn that Pasuk. You can either learn it to say, Hizir before Behavi, or Hizir when it's Behavi. That's the Machlokes in this Braisa. Rabbi Shmuel says it means after Behavi, and Rabbanu say it means before Behavi. How do they know their pshat's right? By Yoimahu teaches them that their pshat is right, that Hashem is not Ma'akiv, therefore Behizir Behavi means first do that you can start your Naziris before you bring the Hashem. To say, I was not ma'akev. What? I was direct. I don't need a pasuk to say, I was not ma'akev. But Yoimahu teaches them how to learn behizir behavior. That's what the Gemara is answering. Because if not, maybe the pasuk is saying, don't go by order. Say behavior before behizir.
That's
close to who? That would be the Havamina.
No, teaches what,
again.
Havamina teaches what.
What behizir behavi mean?
According to
Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan.
In the Rosh Rebbe, he says, Don after Shahidi. He's a Rabbanan. Then the Hahu also. The words are different than what Rebbe read in my period of
Rosh. Where? What do you.
Okay, let's go to Rebbe Shmuel. Rebbe Shmuel, Amar behizir behavi.
I didn't read that Rosh yet. I read the Talmud Lamer of the Hizir.
My Tamer Rabbanon, no? That's the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Rabbanon,
Fish, Lema, Rabbalazar. Asahu, Lahat Kapil Bishvi. Rabbi Shmuel, Asahu, Lahakdam Kaida Baila. El Rabbanon, Lahashim Lai Boyakra. Where do you have it dot? You have one long rush? I have three rushes here. Right, so which word are you looking for?
Start again.
Oh, you know what happened? You don't, my rush as a rush probably was put in from the sheet of Mukabetsis. You probably are missing four lines of rush. What, I don't know this year.
Where are you? Where is the rush? Where are you testing?
You test them in olive. I'm reading you test
them in olive. Okay, so you're missing four lines of rush. We'll bring that out. I'll do it again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.